Over the last couple of years of the pandemic, we've been somewhat starved for human connection. But photographer Diane Kahn wants to remind us just how powerful human touch really is. Her latest book is titled Holding Hands, and Diane joins us now. Welcome to the program.
It's really great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, this is a beautiful book filled with photos of people, as the title states, holding hands. How would you describe the power of this simple gesture?
I discovered that it's incredibly powerful both to be the person holding hands and to look at people holding hands. And I discovered over looking at images of people holding hands makes me feel better. The heart rate slows down. Oxytocin, that feel-good hormone, increases. People feel more connected. They feel safer. Depression can lift slightly. All of those things together make for a very powerful connection.
Well, you have more than 11,000 photos of people holding hands from all over, of all ages and backgrounds. There are photos of lovers, friends. It's such a beautiful, diverse display of something so universal. I'm curious what stories you wanted to tell in these photographs.
I wanted to tell a story, and the story is about holding hands over the whole course of life, from the grasp reflex of infants, which we all know about, all the way through to the end of life. The last thing we do is hold somebody's hand as we leave.
Something I noticed about every one of these photos is that you take them from behind. We don't see the faces of the people holding hands. Why not?
Well, I tried to take a couple of photos from the front, but I found I barely noticed that people were holding hands and they saw me. So I very much wanted to have spontaneous photos that literally this is who people are when nobody's around or they think nobody's seeing them. And from the back, basically all you see is they're holding hands.
You have quotes throughout the book, and I loved this one. Hands fit so beautifully together, no matter their size.
I love that one also. Over half the quotes in the book are from friends. They're not formal, famous quotes.
And you write about the many reasons people hold hands: for safety, guidance, connection, direction, necessity, calming, fun. It was remarkable, really, to think about that and all the many ways that we use that exercise of holding hands.
Absolutely. And each section in the book, and there are three for three large life chapters, each section has different words describing why we might be holding hands at that particular time of our lives.
A portion of the proceeds for this book will go to the Hope for Depression Research Foundation. And I know you've had your own experience with depression, which started when you were young and lost your mother to suicide. Tell us about how that changed your understanding of connection.
I remember very vividly holding my mother's hand as a young girl and even as a teenager. And I was so impacted by her suicide. I had no idea this could happen. I didn't know anything about depression. And in those days, nobody talked about it. And it took me years to begin to understand how deep her depression must have been, because she was so high functioning that nobody knew. And little by little, I worked through so much of it. And I've discovered that if I can find things and put them in a toolkit of what helps me feel better, then that is the way I can live my best life now.
And then I imagine that this project, Capturing Human Connection, has been, in many ways, very healing for you.
It has been so healing. And when I see particularly mothers and daughters or grandmothers and daughters and children, it's so touching to me. And it's something that I'm very grateful to be able to see.
You write that this book is meant to be experienced. And I can't help but think of how unfamiliar human connection can feel for so many people after this long period of isolation during the pandemic. What do you want people to experience with this book?
I would love people to take time to sit with the book and notice how they feel when they're looking through it. I couldn't believe it, but certainly these last few years, while everything else outside was so quiet, it was so healing for me to see all these pictures of connection and be reminded that connection is out in the world for us.
I'll end with one picture that struck me. It's of two older women, and they are leaning on each other's canes with their hands together. There's just something about that picture, Diane. It is remarkable.
Thank you so much. It is my favorite picture in the book. And I wonder if they've known each other long, if they're related, if they're living together, if they are coming from the store and helping each other. It just brings up a myriad of possibilities and hope for me, because to see them this connected is just so touching to me.
Diane Kahn is a photographer, and her latest book is titled Holding Hands. You can check out some of the photos at hereandnow.org. Diane, you made our day. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.